And I remember this internal battle between wanting to have the experience, wanting to be chosen, wanting to win, wanting to get whatever it is that I wanted, versus wanting to shelter my heart from the possibility of disappointment.
Welcome to the Start My Next Chapter podcast, where David and Mandy help you navigate significant life changes and rewrite the story of your life, feeling empowered, confident, and clear about what you truly desire. It's time to release what no longer serves you and start your next chapter.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. Dave Trotter here. Hey, I want to bring you a message of encouragement today, and it's simply this: get your hopes up. Yeah. Will you say it with me? Get your hopes up. Now, you may be going through a significant life change right now. Maybe you've just come through a divorce and you're trying to figure out how to get your feet underneath you and start walking forward again. Maybe you've had a loss in your life, a loved one who's passed away, and you're feeling the grief of that. And you're starting to kind of wonder, man, what is life like without having them by my side or here on this earth with me? Maybe you've gone through a job transition or empty nest, or you've moved geographically, whatever it might be. You're going through significant life change, and maybe you're kind of feeling like it's tough to get your hopes up. Like maybe you shouldn't get your hopes up. I think back to some key points in my childhood where I remember an internal struggle of not wanting to get my hopes up. I remember like when I was a little kid and I was running for sergeant at arms for my elementary school council. I did not know what a sergeant at arms was. Like I'm supposed to keep things orderly. I would, you know, as if like something was going to break out, a big fight or something. I remember when I wanted to get chosen as an all-star for my little league baseball team. Ooh, should I get my hopes up? I remember when I wanted to win a high school photo competition that was held at Fresno State University, and I wanted to win it so bad. And I remember this internal battle between wanting to have the experience, wanting to be chosen, wanting to win, wanting to get whatever it is that I wanted, versus wanting to shelter my heart from the possibility of disappointment, right? And the opposite of hopefulness is hopelessness, despair, nervousness, anxiety, fear of like, it's just not going to happen. And so for much of my life, I've played both sides, kind of vacillating between having tremendous hope for the future, having tremendous hope for this thing that I wanted to have or experience, and then vacillating into falling into really depths of despair before things even unfolded. Like, it could never happen to me. This is not going to happen. I don't even know why I would get my hopes up. And have you experienced that before, where you kind of vacillate between both sides? For me, what happens is it actually creates paralysis inside of me, wanting to experience something, but then being afraid of it not coming to pass. So then I just kind of don't move forward. So the question that I want to propose to you today is, what would allow us to get our hopes up and keep them up? What would allow us to get our hopes up and actually keep them up? Some people have a natural capability, disposition. Yes, that's the right word. Some people have a natural disposition of just being positive and hopeful all the time. And I am engaged to one. Yes, she is an amazing person who's always seems to be hopeful and just positive. And I just hate that about her. And I love it about her. I hate it because I wish I could be that way. I want to be that way. And so it requires, for some of us, a little bit more intention, a little more focus, a little bit more effort to focus on things to help us get our hope up. And so when I think about what are those times in my life where my hopes have been the highest, it has generally been for two reasons. The first is that in those moments, I have an understanding and I have believed and embraced that the universe, or God, source, spirit, the divine, is conspiring on my behalf. you know, in my Christian upbringing, it would be that God is on my side, that God is at work. God has a plan for my life, right? Those are all different ways of saying this kind of same thing, that the universe or God is conspiring on my behalf. That creates hope in me. It means that there is something, an entity, a higher power, something greater than myself that has my best interest in mind, loves me, cares about me, has a great plan, something is working behind the scenes, and that gives me hope that I'm not alone in this adventure called life. It's not just me battling against the world for me to have some great experience, but that there is a force, an entity, a higher power who is conspiring on my behalf, working behind the scenes for good things to unfold in my life. That's the first thing that helps me get my hopes up. The second is that in those moments where I have my hopes up the highest, I have a belief and an understanding, and I've embraced that God has uniquely equipped me to live out my unique calling and pursue the desires of my heart. That somehow the universe has uniquely created me and you, both in terms of your personality, your wiring, your giftedness, even the way that you've navigated through life, the things that you've experienced in life, all of those things have uniquely equipped you to pursue the desires of your heart, to pursue the unique sense of calling, the thing that you feel called to live out and do, and the way that you want to express yourself in this life. So if there is a, number one, a belief that the universe is conspiring on my behalf, that good things are at work, God is working behind the scenes for good things to come into my life. And then number two, that the universe or God has uniquely equipped me to live out my unique calling and pursue the desires of my heart. Oh my goodness, man, if good things are happening behind the scenes and I'm uniquely equipped to navigate all of this life and live out the things that I want to do, my hope starts to rise. I start to feel like, yeah, good things are in store. Good things have already been happening in my life in the past. I see how good things are at work in my life currently. And you know what? Good things are in store for me in the days ahead. So no matter what you're going through today, you've gone through a significant life change. I want to invite you to get your hopes up. I want to invite you to just try on this belief that the universe is conspiring on your behalf, that good things are at work behind the scenes, and that you have been uniquely equipped by the one who created you to live out your unique calling and pursue the desires of your heart, whatever those might be. Will you join me in getting your hopes up today? We hope you enjoyed the episode today, and if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform and leave a review. Tell a friend about today's episode and encourage them to listen as well. Follow us on social media at Start My Next Chapter, and also check out our website, startmynextchapter.com.